All right, this is Ted Nguyen with OCTA. I'm on the 12th floor. We've got a visitor, Art Leahy, who is visiting us from the LA MTA or LA Metro. Art Leahy, tell us what brings you back to OCTA.
Liz Fellows.
Well, I always enjoy coming back to OCTA, especially since I live about a mile from here in Santa Ana. But today, Will Kempton and I are going to go talk about business, have a beer at Hollins Heads, by the way, but also talk about Metrolink and how OCTA and MTA need to work together on the high-speed rail program.
All right, and I want to clarify, this is happening after hours, so it's not official business hours since we're a transportation provider. So you guys are going to get together and talk about how OCTA and LA Metro can work together on which specific projects?
Well, the high-speed rail line is obvious. Working with the High-Speed Rail Authority, the Anaheim to LA segment is one of the best, most advanced in the country. But add to that, we have coming up the reauthorization in Washington that will provide money for roads and transit projects in Orange and LA County. So we have a lot in common.
All right. And with the Mobility 21 Summit, which united Southern California, never before as united as it is now, what are the hopes of bringing some valuable transportation funds back home to Orange County, LA, Riverside, San Bernardino, and the other counties in Southern California?
Well, Mobility 21 really is an alliance that's been built over the past two or three or four years maybe between those five counties. And our focus is on goods movement out of the ports of LA and Long Beach, you know, grade separations, additional track capacity, additional highway capacity. These are things that everybody needs. And now at Mobility 21, we have the ports of LA and Long Beach also involved, and they're recognizing that we have to make an investment in the land transportation system if the ports are going to be successful. So we've got a great partnership going.
And that great partnership hopefully will get some federal stimulus funds for high-speed rail. What are the prospects of having high-speed rail come to Southern California, specifically between Anaheim and Los Angeles?
Well, I think they're excellent. There's about $8 billion available federally right now, another $5 billion in the next few years. The LA to Anaheim segment's probably a $2 to $3 billion investment. It will enhance local communities by paying for grade separations. It will bring both LA and Anaheim in proximity to each other for the economic benefits, the jobs, and, of course, the social activities so that Orange County folks can go up to L.A. and see the Dodgers much more conveniently.
All right. And I know that, you've lived in Orange County, worked in Orange County for quite a while. What does it feel like to be back at OCTA?
Feels great. You know, I feel like I'm at home. This is, I had the eight best years of my career here, and it's nice being here.
And how are things in L.A.? I know that we have just a few more minutes left, but how are things going in L.A.?
They're going great. You know, I've been there 5 months. I'm still getting to know the board members and the local electeds. It's a tough job. There's a lot going on, but so far it's been a lot of fun. I miss Orange County. I miss OCTA every day, but I'm having a good time at the MTA.
Well, it's great seeing you again. Thank you, Art.
Likewise.
And have a great meeting. All right. Thank you.
Sorry, I ruined your interview. I didn't know it was real.
It was real. Did you call me? Somebody called me in the middle then.
Oh. I didn't know it was real.
So,
can you edit that out?
No, I can't. It's actually live. We're actually live right now. So what do you think?
Oh, bye.
What do you think about having Art back here at OCTA just for a visit? Liz, who usually has a lot to say, is speechless. So that's news. So thank you very much, Liz.
You're welcome.